Liverpool Live. During my 50 years on radio, it's been my very great pleasure to interview many people from all walks of life in the entertainment world. One of my greatest pleasures of a Saturday evening was watching Oh Boy on the television. And a guy who was in it then, Marty Wilde, is still performing now, and his voice hasn't changed at all.
Billy Butler on Liverpool Live with Morton's Dairies. Everything you need and everything you want, delivered to your door.
Liverpool Live. Marty Wilde and a track from his brand new album. That one is called simply 60s World. The LP is called Running Together, and that was Marty and Kim Wilde. And the dad's on the line now. Hello, Marty.
Hiya, Billy.
How are you, mate?
I'm pretty good. It's just funny, you know. I thought your phone call was coming in at 11:30 tonight. That was a strange one. I thought, that's an odd time, but maybe he's got a night shift. Okay, but anyway, lovely to talk to you.
That's why I didn't understand your first reply, because you put AMAM or something, didn't you? I wonder, what's that mean?
It's old age, Billy. It's old age.
You're only a young...
It hits us all in the end, boy.
You're only a young 82. God bless you. Running together.
How's that lovely Liverpool?
Liverpool's doing fine. In fact, your daughter's here today.
Oh, no, that's right, she is. She told me. I forgot all about that. That's lovely.
She's here today with the 80s gig with Adam Ant, Wet Wet Wet, ABC, Howard Jones, Kim Wilde, Belinda Carlisle, Sister Sledge, Heaven 17, Betty Boop, Pete Wiley, Toya, Pete Coyle, Hazel Dean, Odyssey.
Wow, what a lineup!
It's the 80s festival.
Oh, it's fantastic. What a great lineup.
Now, that was yourself and Kim, of course, and you wrote nearly all of Air Hit Records, and Kim's done very well in other fields as well. You've got a family to be proud of there, Marty.
I have, yeah. I have. Their influences, they've had huge musical influences, so they're bound to be. Yeah. It would be like, you know, other musical families, you know, where one of those people in the family are a musical... influenced it spreads so easily, and quite rightly so. So, you know, I've got grandchildren, they're just about to start learning the piano. He's slick. He's going to start learning piano soon, and all of them are sort of encouraged to, which you should do with all children, especially those that show kind of, you know, promise in the musical field. And apart from anything else, music is it's been one of the biggest loves of my life.
Of course. Now, the LP is called Running Together. That track I played with you and Kim, I must admit, Marty, I love the mix of the strings on that.
Yeah, it was a strange track, because originally, and I can tell you now, I'll probably get shot for this, but originally it was about the Beatles, because I took the opening line of "Last night I said these words," and then that was obviously from the Beatles, "Please Please Me," and I thought there was "Last night I said these words, that was the sound of the song I heard." It was all about the Beatles, and of course, I was banned from doing that by Yoko Ono and people who look after Beatles music. Funny enough, someone said if Paul had been in charge, Paul would have let you do it, because
he probably would have produced it for you.
I'm not out trying to steal music from them. It was meant to be a very sincere tribute to two extremely icon, wonderful talents.
Yeah. Also, as well, that album gave you the now prestige of being now 8 decades in the hit parade. 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s.
It was just a big surprise to me, but yeah, I mean, I'm thrilled. I mean, you know, if I can come up with the odd song or something like that, and it gives me. I think songwriting has always given me the biggest thrill. Oh, yeah. I think even bigger than me singing to an audience in many ways, because it's more lasting. You know, if you write a hit, a big hit, like for example. A song that was influenced from Liverpool was a song called Jessamine, which I wrote with Ronnie Scott. And, you know, that the very fact that I was you know, that I wrote it, wrote the song, has stayed with me. So it cheers me up when I'm down in the dumps. And so you can imagine Al McCartney, he should be smiling all day with the incredible music that he's come up with.
And the royalty checks keep coming in, which is you know, which is not a bad thing. And of course, it wasn't just that one. I mean, you've got a couple on the album that you wrote as well. I Love My Dog.
Yeah.
That's on the album as well. You wrote that one.
Yeah,
Love Me, Love My Dog.
That was Peter Shelley had a hit with that.
Yeah. Now, you're back gigging tomorrow, aren't you, at the Lakeside?
Yes, I am. Looking forward to that, yeah. Nope. Yeah. I mean, it's great to be working again, you know.
I know.
It's great to be out there. I mean, I think it's fantastic they've got that festival in Liverpool, because all the people have been pent up. You know, everyone's itching to get out there to sing, and everyone's itching out there to watch people, you know. It's a great mixture.
Well, what I've done, Marty, I've emailed you the words of all your hits to take with you tomorrow, just in case. I've sent them all to you. Now, here's one you did right, and it's on the album. It's a tribute song, and it's a beautiful, beautiful tribute song to a gentleman who I was lucky enough to see twice, but you actually met him. I'm going to play it now, this wonderful tribute by you, Marty, to Eddie Cochran.
Billy Butler on Liverpool Live with Morton's Dairies. Everything you need and everything you want, delivered to your door.
Marty, that's absolutely beautiful.
Well, it was meant as a sincere tribute to a man who died far too young, an absolute tragedy. He had so much to offer musically. He really did. He was kind of special. And he was a lovely guy as well. He was a real man's man.
Yeah, I could tell by looking at him.
There was no flashiness about him. Yeah. He was dead. He was right on the money. He was a great guitarist, a very versatile guitarist. And a great persona, you know, the whole thing about him was, it was a lovely thing to do, because he should be remembered, you know.
One of
the important parts of our rock and roll, you know, for all of us.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to see him twice. I was totally overawed the first time, so I went back again. Simple as that. He was incredible. Have you heard about the Eddie Cochran room yet?
No.
Oh, well, don't you know? Well, what happened is a friend of ours, I forget his name now, Sonny West found a Liverpool rock and roll, not a Liverpool rock and roll, a rock and roll guy, had lots of albums out. Well, he saw that on the web there was stuff coming up of Eddie Cochran's. So he inquired about it, and he found out that these two Mexicans in America had bought this container, which contained all of Eddie Cochran's bedroom.
No.
Everything that was in Eddie Cochran's bedroom, his gold discs, demo discs, acetates, autographs, letters from Sharon Sheely, and all stuff like that. So he bought the container off the Mexican. He's having it brought over here, and he's trying to do a touring exhibition of Eddie Cochran memorabilia.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Isn't that something else?
Oh, how unusual, isn't it? Yeah. Very original idea, that.
They got the container for about $100, and the two Mexicans knew nothing about Eddie Cochran, so they didn't know what they bought. So that's incredible news, isn't it?
Incredible news.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, with yourself as well, I've always gone on about the fact that you can still sing in the same key and everything. You can still do Tomorrow's Clown and hit that big note. But and looking through all your cover versions, of which there were many, many, and I love your choice of cover versions, stuff that I thought only I knew, like I Know Where I'm Going and Teenage Tears and stuff like that. But you only ever did one Roy Orbison cover, didn't you, in Dreams? I would have thought...
Yeah, I did, yeah. That was a hard song to sing.
Well, I was going to say, with your vocal...
Roy Orbison is such a fine singer. You know, he's one of my special idols. I've always... worship the guy, but I just love that song. I mean, it's one of the best beautifully written songs. You know, everyone loves it, and the lyrics and the feel and the voice and everything. So anyway, I did it. It was really just a tribute to Roy himself.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. I thought you might have attempted one of his big ones, because you had the capability of hitting that note.
Yeah, I mean, even that song in Dreams is very hard.
Yeah.
There's a falsetto note that he does, which is very, very hard. And I didn't sing it falsetto. I tried to sing it naturally, which was rather difficult.
Yeah.
Oh dear, but I managed it in the end.
Yeah. And of course, is Marty Wilde MBE now?
Yeah, that came as a surprise. You know, a great honour, a great honour. I mean, I've always been I'm very much a lover of our Queen. I'm very much a royalist, and I hear a Republican or a Republic yeah. sort of idea, but you know, you can't. How can Donald Trump? How can all these oiks from abroad compare to our Queen? They yeah. cannot compare. Because what we have is class. We have absolute class, and she is the epitome of the best in our country. She works hard, and I absolutely adore her. I think she, I mean, when she gave all the medals out, which she's done to many, many, many Liverpool people, she's knighted many Liverpool people yeah. and given them medals and honours. She doesn't sit down, mate. She stands up all the time. And she talks to everybody. She, you know, she's got something to say. She's a remarkable woman, and I love her.
Right, tomorrow night at Lakeside, after so many cancelled gigs, you're back on stage, and it'll be.
I am. I can't wait. it's great to be able to still be able to do it, Billy, because so many of my contemporaries now, some of them are not very well, and so I have to do my best. I'll keep going as long as I can, put it that way.
Great. And long may you keep going as well, Marty. The last album was absolutely superb. I'm going to play a track from it now to close. But the very best wishes of everybody in Liverpool to you. Marty, and I asked you, didn't I, have you ever done the Cavern?
No, I haven't. Yeah. I mean, I used to pass it many times in the old days, in the original days, the original yeah. Cavern. And I've passed it since, but no, I haven't. So it's a wonderful place.
So it's a bucket list to be filled, and I'm working on that, Marty, so hang on. Okay, so I'm going to finish off with another one of your songs. Sorry.
Well, I'll always remember, I've got a little bit of Liverpool with me. I have had it
Joyce.
For the last 63 or 64 years now.
God bless her.
My lady comes from Highton, so I've got a little bit of Highton down here in the south with me. So
that's good.
Liverpool will always be a big part of my life.
Marty, it's great, told you. It always is. Good luck tomorrow night. No, you don't need it. We'd like to wish Joe Brown all the best. Apparently he's not been too well. So all the very best to you, Joe.
No, he's not too well, Billy, and he's not. And he called Joyce a few weeks ago. So I'm just, you know, I think about him a lot. You know, we've been on the road a lot together. We've had so many things, but you know, let's hope that he's soon back in the saddle and out there to meet all his fans again.
Okay, Marty, I'm going to finish off. I'm going to take a break. Then I'm going to finish off with Cambodia. I just tried to say, excuse me, how good it is. I don't know why. I like Kim's version, but I noticed the lyrics more in this song that the way you've done it. The lyrics seem to mean more.
Yeah, I did. Well, yeah, it was just a different approach. I wanted to push the lyric because it was one of my better lyrics,
yeah.
And it was it's got a lot of truth in it. It has.
Marty, good luck tomorrow night. Always, always a great pleasure talking to you, and good luck to you and all the family.
All right, thank you, Billy. You look after yourself and your lovely lady, and remember, you're just as big a legend as I'll ever be. I love you.
Thank you, Marty. Take care.
And you, Billy. Take care.
Billy Butler on Liverpool Live with Morton's Dairies. Proud to be your milkmen and women. Proud to serve you every single day.
If you enjoy my podcast, there's more over the next few weeks. Don't forget to subscribe. Click the link below. It's free. Liverpool Live.